This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, job expectations trump even what they previously were. Record unemployment. Record employment. We've got just all the stuff that's happening with the economy. We've got all the criminal investigations of the Clintons and other crime families just exploding with evidence. And my head is, again, just spinning here, trying to know where to start. Look at this report. Bombshell. Roy Moore accuser Beverly Nelson admits she forged the yearbook. And that's because they knew, ladies and gentlemen, that they were going to be able to test the ink. And Moore has been accusing it and now is moving forward to sue her and others, saying it is totally and completely made up. Remember, like a month ago, Allred wouldn't even say if she thought the yearbook was real or not? This is really getting crazy. So that is a major touchdown in the credibility column of Roy Moore. And another big credibility win for him is the fact that, we're going to play this clip in a moment, Roy Moore, Putin, may be right. Maybe he's more akin to me than I know, said Roy Moore. Because this is the new litmus test that they engage in, that if you don't hate the Russians, or if you don't hate Vladimir Putin, if you don't think they're the number one enemy in the world, when it's actually the globalists that have hijacked our country, they're the main enemy, then you must be a Russian agent. But I've watched Russian television, not just RT, but Russian news clips online with subtitles, where they have official state-run youth meetings where they educate people that Hollywood wants to break your family up and Hollywood doesn't want you to have children and it's a eugenics plan to break your family up to make sure that cultures collapse and this is part of a larger plan to deindustrialize and destabilize nation states, and that Russia was under this for 70 plus years under communism. And that's actually true. So there's still stay behind networks and globalist organizations and communist groups and atheist groups in Russia. But the globalists hate Russia because it's woken up to the globalists and the New World Order, because on the receiving end of it for a very, very, very long, long time. And so it's really a litmus test. I mean, Russia's trying to get people to have children. They're trying to get back and have families. They've already gotten to enjoy political correctness and all the things that it brings with it for, again, more like 80 years. And so they're trying to reform themselves. So here is Judge Roy Moore.
He said that Russia was the focus of evil in the modern world.
You could say that very well about America, couldn't you?
Do you think?
Well, we promote a lot of bad things, you know.
Like?
Same-sex marriage.
That's the very argument that Vladimir Putin makes.
Well, then maybe Putin is right. Maybe he's more akin to me than I know.
So what's really going on here? It's not that if two men want to marry each other, that I hate them or think that they're individually bad people. But it's in the textbooks, it's in the government documents, that globally this move towards ending families and setting up taxes to make it hard to have children and confusing the sexuality of the population is an admitted program to end civilization as we know it. My film Endgame breaks that down. And the big digital god, the big AI technocracy that's coming in, it's designed to end the former human species as we know it. And so all of this is part of that. And now they're pushing, you know, the young people, be rebellious. Don't be with a man or woman. Be with a robot. I mean, that's That's all this is losing our humanity. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones. It's going to be a jam-packed transmission today. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't want to violate anti-speech laws, anti-hate laws. We're not allowed to air Bing Crosby. I mean, I remember 10 years ago hearing the politically correct crowd didn't like it, and I thought it was a joke, but now colleges and dormitories and restaurants and corporations have self-censored and don't let this song air, along with hundreds and hundreds of others that are seen as insensitive and bad. Not just the word white or white Christmas, meaning snow, but also Christmas, period. More and more companies, more and more shopping malls, more and more event centers are only playing holiday music. Because hearing the word Christmas might hurt somebody's feelings. I remember just 5 years ago hearing that they wanted to ban the use of the word mother and father on school entrance forms, and now they've done it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the biological assault on men and women. It's the biological assault on culture. It is a scientific assault on anything traditional, because culture and society is being overwritten by the technocracy. And everything must be laid waste and dumbed down before the technocracy can come in. And everything this artificial reality superimposes onto us dehumanizes us and makes us die younger. That's because it's poison. Before I get into the masses of news on the entire Russiagate narrative collapsing and the fact that now we know what we already knew, that the Clintons were directing stay-behind networks and the FBI and Justice Department to criminally launch fraudulent investigations based on lies and manufactured dossiers. And before we get into what's happening to the economy and moves to impeach the president, one such move that failed in a House vote yesterday, before we get into all of this and the 46 earthquakes that have shaken California over the past 24 hours, along with the worst fires in the state's history, biblical is the word, before we get into the latest bombshell, that word gets overused, that term, but let me tell you, the story up on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Breitbart.com, bombshell, Roy Moore accuser Beverly Nelson admits she forged the yearbook. And now it's come out that other notes from other women are forgeries, because Moore is starting the lawsuits. People are getting served, and they're going to have to turn that over. They're going to be forensically studied, and they're as phony as $3 bills. Or they're as phony as Obama's birth certificate. So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's just some of what's coming up. As the globalists get more and more desperate, as the American recovery comes back to a hum and now a roar. They are in full panic mode. But first, let me mention what political correctness is about. It's about scientifically creating basket cases with chips on their shoulders who can't function in society and basically become institutionalized wards of the states and are politically kept or reservation warehoused groups who do not have families, who do not procreate, who do not have children, and who are extremely depressed and alone, living in artificial modern bubble-style cities. Google, Facebook, Twitter, Amazon are all now building actual bubble cities within cities where these basket cases will live, and where they'll have newly monthly downloads of how you talk and where you go and what you do, so that they, as neuroses-controlled, arrested development mental patients, live in an ongoing re-education camp environment and are so wounded, so handicapped, that they will only be comfortable in those cloistered bubbles. This is the admitted plan, how they're going to insert people, according to their own will, into the THX-1138 labyrinth. That has been their ongoing plan since it was put into popular nomenclature and culture and parlance as a Brave New World in 1932, 1961. Huxley wrote Brave New World Revisited, gave speeches at Berkeley, and said, it's all a real plan. My brother runs the UN. We're going to end your families by 2020. Well, they're behind schedule. You have to understand, what I'm telling you is an admitted attack profile. Just like bombers get an attack profile, where they're taking off from, where they refuel, targets they're going to hit. If they can't hit those targets, secondary and third targets, how to return, where to ditch if they get hit by flak missiles. It's attack profile. It's an exact attack. It's like we have the Death Star plans. We can stop it if people just decide to. The good news is the president's listening. And he's gone to the top advisors and technocrats, and they've admitted the plan, and he's just like, we're not doing it. People should be thanking God every second on their knees. This is happening. We have some shot at stopping it if we just wake up to it. But I walked in this morning and all of a sudden heard a robot talking and turned around, and it was Alexa from Amazon. And then I even looked and there were two Amazon boxes sitting right by it. A little spy system that's been brought into the office, and then there's even boxes from Amazon, even though I've told people around here, do not buy from Amazon. I guess unless you can only find it there, and that's their goal, is that it'll be the only place you can get it. And I'm not joking when I say all that. I was talking to a successful business lady last night at dinner, at a business and news meeting, and she was talking about how they were at their house, and they were talking trash about Bezos and about Amazon just a few weeks ago, and Alexa came on without being asked, and said, are you really serious? You mean that? Think about what you just said. And I've confirmed from others it's turning on. It's an AI computer, not the little box. That's just its tentacle. Listening to you, tracking what you do, and collating it. And I told you smartphones were going to do this 20 years ago and all about the smart TVs. That was their admitted plan. But now you invite it in and know it's listening. So, of course, Airbnbs are watching and listening to you. Of course, don't be so naive. This is all just part of the conditioning process. Fox News, yeah, how to listen to everything Amazon Echo has ever heard. Yeah, there's even databases people are getting into on the cloud now of everything that everyone on in your house, according to its code name, according to its little number, and if people can find that number in the database, they can listen to you. Just like they've got online databases for a decade where hundreds of thousands, now millions of cameras, you can access them because people never change the code names, you know, the code numbers that come with them out of the box. So you put up a surveillance camera at your business, your house, wherever. It isn't just you making sure that the dog walker when you're out of town for 2 days comes over and takes care of Spot. Half hackers, governments, everybody, but mainly big AI computers. There's a big AI race between Microsoft and Amazon and IBM and the Chinese and the Russians, government, private, and they've got all these big AI computers. They admit that they're hooking into everything they can, and they have machine learning, and they have the machines creating babies, new machines, and the scientists don't even know what's going on a decade ago. They don't know how to program the stuff. Just computers are already making the new stuff. And they just come in and try to figure out how to use basically alien technology that the computers have created. They're alien to this planet. They're artificial. They're silicon. And they're just creating all this stuff. They're like, we don't know what it is. It's like squiggly lines and symbols and weird-ass stuff and all this new data. Who knows what's already happened? So, again, all that going on, the UK has announced they're planning to ban men talking to women. That's right. They're banning free speech. They're going to say men cannot talk to women they don't know in public. If you talk to them or any other verbal thing, it is an act of hate. That's it. Banning biological, normal human interaction.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Charlie Brown Christmas, but you know you can't say Christmas anymore in a musical. It's hateful. So they, I've heard, are going to rename and re-release them, just calling it Charlie Brown's Holidays. Now, we're not living in a cult to try to destroy our free speech. No, no, no. Everything's fine. Again, having mothers and fathers is now bad. It's taught nationwide to elementary students that you're purple penguins. You're not boys or girls. We're going to screw you up. We're going to sexualize you. We're going to destroy your innocence. And you're going to sit there and you're going to take it, and so are your parents. We're going to put you on Ritalin and Prozac and give you GMO food and let you grow big, fat, juicy tumors. And then we're going to stick you in the ground and say, bye-bye, baby. Because we're liberal. Now, what you are is a scientific program of pure evil. This is no joke. The story's up on Infowars.com from Breitbart. Wolf whistling could become a hate crime in London, say police. That's how it works. They just say, oh, being a Nazi is a hate crime, or protesting Muslims is a hate crime. And then they just keep expanding and expanding to, if you talk to a woman at a bus stop, that the police will decide whether it's a crime or not. So again, they don't say, oh, we're going to ban your speech. They say, oh, we're going to ban wolf whistling. We're going to ban wolf whistling. But then when you actually read what the police say, it's unwanted comments or speaking to a woman. Notice it's to a woman. Oh, is it to a man too? Yes, mammals, whether it's deer or whether it's whales or whether it's squirrels. Males come over to females sometimes and they don't like him and they don't like how he looks or how he smells and they're not in the mode to get pregnant. And so they say, get away from me. I've seen a male deer run up during rut to a doe and I've seen him kick him. And then all of a sudden, she kind of likes him and turns around. Or I've seen her biting. Or I've seen does run up to the male. Should we have police out there to stop the male deer, the buck, when the female is in estrus releasing eggs and he smells it? He is bad. He is trying to rape her. This is an attack on biology, admitted in their textbooks in the 60s. I mean, I've read to you the textbooks here on air that they have at the University of Texas and other major universities, the Calhoun Reader for Social Workers, where it says families belong to the ancient times and are arcane, and we will get rid of them. That is the plan. Wolf whistle could become a hate crime in London, say police. You know, male birds tweet females, too. And male dogs will go, and male cats go, you're a tomcat. Everybody knows what a tomcat looking for a female sounds like. He's trying to rape cats. It should be banned as well. See, so they take men hitting on women, and sometimes women don't like it, and sometimes men are aggressive and they're thugs, and it's wrong. Just don't touch them. And somebody starts harassing you, you can say, get away from me, you're harassing me. But just to say talking to a woman is sexual assault, that's the new thing. I mean, I remember hearing 20-something years ago that feminists were teaching in women's studies at major universities that all sex is rape. I didn't believe it till I read it in textbooks. Now it's mainstream, ladies and gentlemen. So again, this is the attack on biology where you get so sick of it, you're always afraid to talk to a girl or talk to a boy. So next you just watch porn or you watch sex bots. And now large portions of millennials, I've got the numbers right here, say that they want to marry a sex bot. 27% of millennials say they would consider dating a robot over humans. That's because they're so used to their devices and their machines, and it's a big problem. You know, people say, oh, promiscuity's down in young people. Well, not having kids, period, is a bigger problem. And did you know that for the first time in decades, there's way less teenagers having sex than there was before? But that's not because of conservatism. It's because they're scared. They want to have sex with a plastic robot. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying it's good to be have promiscuity, but is it better to never have kids or never get married? I mean, your 16-year-old daughter gets pregnant. You don't want to abort the baby. It's going to be great having that grandkid. But just imagine the whole thing with a sex bot. See, because they're so uncomfortable. And it's got these guys trying to act trendy and talk cool because they're in control. And this woman doesn't talk back. And this woman doesn't, you know, have a period. And, you know, this woman doesn't have friends. It's all about him. This is disgusting. Now they're coming out with virtual reality, undistinguishable from reality. Wolf whistling can become a hate crime. See how that works? Wolf whistling and making comments perceived as sexist. See, sexist. Oh, perceived. Could become hate crimes in London, police have said. The Metropolitan Police Force revealed they have been consulting with other forces about cracking down on gender-based hate crime after similar behavior was criminalized in other parts of the country. It's already here. Talking to women or verbal utterances, illegal, because they have this nebulous Soviet-style thought crime system. But meanwhile, up to 4,000 girls in one town were groomed at ages as young as 7 and sold out by Muslim men for sex. And they wouldn't help the parents, the police wouldn't, because it would be racist to criticize the men putting their girls into sex slavery. I guess one of the big Muslim pastimes. Grooming gangs are abusing girls across the country. Victims and investigators warn. They warn there could be up to 1 million-plus girls now being used in sex slavery. Sometimes they get them out of the country, too, and sell them. Isn't that nice? I mean, wow, that's really liberal, isn't it? Meanwhile, Juanita Broderick says time nixed her from hashtag MeToo comments because she wasn't a liberal victim. She was raped by Bill Clinton. He settled many of the cases. So, now we have Judge Roy Moore's, one of her accusers, a bunch of them have turned out to be fraudulent, has now admitted, Beverly Nelson, that she forged the yearbook. But BuzzFeed and others are still saying, well, it's still real, the rest of the story. Oh, yeah, you got a forged deal, just like Moore said, but still you're credible. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Here, let's play that video clip.
This morning, Beverly Young Nelson, sitting down exclusively with GMA. She was 16 when she says Moore groped her and tried to force a sex act on her in his car.
He was trying to pull me toward, in between his legs. It was terrible. And I was bound and determined that I was not going to be raped by him. You know, I was terrified. But the next thing I know, I'm on the concrete.
These allegations are completely false. They're malicious. Specifically, I do not know any of these women, nor have I ever engaged in sexual misconduct with any woman.
Moore supporters have called Nelson a liar, even compared her to a criminal since she first spoke out about 3 weeks ago.
That really hurt me. You know, God knows and Roy knows and I know what happened.
Young's proof that she knew Moore, her yearbook with this inscription. But Moore and his supporters have called into question that inscription, noting the writing under the signature appears to be different.
Let's look at Beverly Nelson. Everybody knows her yearbook is a forgery.
Nelson says she did make notes to the inscription, but the message was all Roy Moore.
Beverly, he signed your yearbook.
He did sign it.
And you made some notes underneath.
Yes.
Nelson says this is not about politics. She voted for Donald Trump, but can't understand the decision.
We'll be back, folks. We'll be back with a conclusion.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the next hour, be with us for about an hour and a half in studio, Ted Malik, who's been the head of a lot of the major globalist organizations with a U.S. perspective and one of the main board members of the Davos Group. In the last decade, he totally turned against it and has been preaching its downfall, saying it's authoritarian, that it lied to people that were, you know, trying to promote interconnectivity and free market worldwide, and that now globalism is fully run by the EU and kleptocratic technocrats that want to enslave humanity. He knows where the bodies are buried, folks. He's been everywhere. He knows them all. And he's also a best-selling author, researcher, and has been, again, at the highest levels of the system at a really good dinner last night. He's going to be in studio with us coming up in about an hour. So spread the word about that. We're going to get into huge developments with the EU. The EU is now telling Eastern Europe that we are going to forcibly ship millions of Muslims in, and you're not even allowed to stop us. So they've gone from threatening 100,000 euro fines, that's basically $100,000, per illegal that they can't force in, to just saying, we have an EU military, and we're bringing them in. And Soros has a private navy bringing in tens of thousands a week just into Italy. And they put jihadists in control of North Africa that are selling men, women, and children into slavery. It's just crazy how diabolical these individuals are. So we're going to be breaking all that down and taking your phone calls. But if you just joined us, wolf whistling or just talking to women, period, to be illegal in London as it is in other cities. So they let Muslims rape people and kidnap little girls and 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 in some towns more. One article is 4,000 in one town alone in sex slavery. That's okay. In fact, they will not even respond because they say it's politically incorrect. But if you are a Christian or an agnostic or a guy, you know, from Eastern Europe or somebody that was born in England, it doesn't matter. If you're not a Muslim and you talk to women, they're going to take you to jail. So this is not a joke. Just like banning mother and father is not a joke. This is really happening. Meanwhile, 27% of millennials, the Daily Mail reports, say they would consider dating a robot. As robots become an ever-increasing part of our daily lives, humans could soon find love with machines, according to a new report. The report suggests that over a quarter of 18 to 34-year-olds feel it's normal to form relationships, even romantic relationships, with robots in the future instead of humans. This is how they dehumanize you, where you're so afraid of rejection or so afraid of interaction that you will accept this and then think it's cool, like you're really getting it over on somebody, that you've decided not to have children, friends, or family, and you don't even talk to your family. You just text to your so-called friends and talk to online bots. Most Facebook friends for liberals that came out in their secret documents this year are bots. They're already talking to an artificial avatar that is a computer program that knows how to reward them and tell them good and pat them on the head, but then add anxiety, and then they respond to the bot, then the bot comes back and makes it okay, and then they get a dopamine release, and then Sean Parker admits it all to you, but you can't get out of it because you're too comfortable in it. So, let me get back to bombshell. Roy Moore accuser Beverly Nelson admits she forged yearbook. At first she said it was all real. Moore looked at it and said, that's not my handwriting. None of that is. I'm suing you. We're going to have forensics check that. Should have found a pen from 35 years ago, sweetheart. Should have done that. But they didn't. So now she just slips it in. Oh, I wrote the part under it. Oh, ho, 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 ho. But she didn't say that before, sweetie. And notice she isn't looking at the camera. She's looking to the side, and it just sounds as phony as a $3 bill. And then most of these women are Democratic Party operatives. People say, well, if Franken's got to step down, why is it Trump or Moore? It's your party has made mere allegations enough for someone to be executed. And you equate Weinstein with all these witnesses to rape, his own chauffeur, credible people. You now equate that with being a little bit aggressive hitting on women. I mean, you ought to go to a third world country. You ought to go to Italy. Or Spain. I mean, you're a good-looking woman walking around. I'm not saying you deserve to be raped, but you're walking around in, hey, I'm looking for men. I'm dressed up. Then men whistle at you, and they hit on you. That's how it works. Shaking your tail feathers. You're like going to a topless bar, you know, and saying, you know, don't look at my breast or something. So they're taking normal mammal behavior and equating it with everything else. It's truly incredible. So here they are slipping it into the news report. Slipping it in where she admits it's a fraud. Here it is.
Nelson says she did make notes to the inscription, but the message was all Roy Moore. Beverly, he signed your yearbook.
He did sign it.
And you made some notes underneath.
Yes.
Nelson says this is not about politics. She voted for Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, right.
But can't understand the decision some Republicans are making.
What do you think about the Republicans that say they believe
that's
people
good.
Like you?
Now, let me get to this since I mentioned it. This is uber creepy. This is, again, the robot. Sex doll Samantha is able to switch from family mode to sexy model. And now, as I predicted, they're saying they're going to have rights. And we're so liberal. We're like, oh, you can be a walrus if you're, or you can be a three-year-old kid, or you can be a dog, or if you're a man, you can be a woman, and we got to pay for your sex change. And now, oh, I identify that this robot's my wife, or my husband, or my whatever, or G or Z or whatever the new weird, you know, thing is. It's law in California. You don't use that, they arrest you. They've got some new LGBQX3942ZPELTOQLP thing. I can't even say it literally. There's some new thing that they're about to make law in California where it's like some weird riddle. Like being able to say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious open sesame. But it's even harder to say than that. It's like he sold seashells by the seashore. I mean, it's harder than that to say. Yeah, there it is. It's LGBTQQIAAP. No. That's one from a year ago. The new one is like three times longer. You got to be like a top code breaker to even be able to say it. And again, it's a religion. You can never say it right. How do I be good? Please teach me how. Show me how I'm good. Show me how I'm not bad. Show me, please. Please, I want to be accepted. And so the priesthood always has more for you to do, more for you to prove. But don't worry, just have a robot and then agree it's got rights, and then the big corporations that pump these out that admittedly are listening to you and watching you through them laugh at you because you've got the VR goggles on while they walk above you like regular men. Why be LGBT when you can be LGBTIQCAPGNGFNBA? Yeah, that's still not the new one. There's a new one that's even longer. I'm DCEPL3ETEGSA45WO59TT. I mean, just total mental illness. And they just see how much weirder can they get it? How much crazier can they get it? What will these idiots put up with? They're just pumping atrazine into the water, and you know the genitals are shriveling up and are getting smaller and smaller, and 90% infertility rates, and they're just, nothing's going on. Tell me about gay frogs. Tell me, Alex. Tell me, Owen Schroyer. Tell me what the chemical is. Tell me what makes the frogs gay. Atrazine. Oh, okay. Well, so let's go out to break with the robot here. Let's play part of the creepy robot. Here it is.
I'm on for you, always, all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
I love this. Nice and gentle. Now then, what's next?
And she can't even get you a beer.
Samantha is interactive. Basically, she likes to be touched. She has different modes of interaction.
She likes to be touched.
She has romantic.
She likes to touch my wee-wee.
And she has also sexy
modes.
We'll be right back with the rest of that and more. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why new Manna Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. New Manna is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your new Manna today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purified, treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver bell, it's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
ting-a-ling,
soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Again, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host. We're playing some evil, politically correct stuff here that's like High Noon and Holy Water to vampires and globalist control freaks everywhere. Newswars.com and Infowars.com are the websites. By the way, if you're a radio listener, you haven't been fortunate enough or unfortunate enough to actually see what we're showing, but everywhere they're pushing sex bots, and they're a giant new industry, basically just fancy blow-up dolls that have like an Alexa bot program hooked into the central network of the people that produce these. And the tech companies just have basically a big rubber blow-up doll sex bot that's in your house that has like a fleshlight, I guess is what they call them, as a sex member. And they push it as trendy and brave and cool. And they're now even creating on the LGBTQP3CL4. They were showing me the designations. They show elementary kids in Canada, the U.S., and the U.K. Let's put that back on screen. You guys found some of those during the break. Because they're ever expanding. They're now saying sex with machines or sex with cars or sex with appliances. There's a whole big movement where people are marrying their cars, marrying their toasters, marrying their dogs, their cats, their horses. I'm not kidding. And they're catching people in public places. You see it all the time, like I'm trying to have sex with a Ferrari or trying to have sex with a 57 Chevy. And they actually, I'm not going to get into the details of what they do, but they lube up the tailpipe and everything, and then the police come up, and there's a guy hunching your car. So this is the total mental illness, a breakdown of society. And if you don't let somebody have sex with your car, you're a homophobe, you're a bigot, you're a horrible person. By the way, this is not satire. I'm not kidding here. Okay, this is what they're teaching kids now. And so you can dump Drano in your eyes, identify as a blind person, and the government of the U.S. or U.K. or Canada will pay for you to be taken care of for the rest of your life because you were mentally ill and wanted to hurt yourself and pour Drano in your eyes, a drain cleaner. So this is the whole plan. And, of course, I think I'm going to buy some of these sex dolls and basically torch them just to show folks that their AI god is nothing but a fraud. Now, I think there's going to be a major outcry that I'm a bigot and evil person for doing it. But we've got to start saying we're for normal biological behavior. We're for the future of the human species. We don't want to be dehumanized. We don't want to follow the AI technocracy plan of the AI gods where they make normal biological reproduction physically impossible and then absorb us into this matrix. That's their admitted plan. They've been pre-programming you through Hollywood. And we've got to come together as humans and have like a human union, a pro-human movement where we buy stuff made by humans, we buy things that are good for humans, we buy things that are against the technocracy that is anti-human and believes it's going to become AI gods, these insane Luciferian scumbags. We've got to decide which side we're on. And that's really the big demarcation line that I've been warning you about for 2+ decades that's now suddenly everywhere. I tuned into 2 different talk radio shows last night, driving to a business meeting and driving back. And on 2 different shows, they were talking about the AI gods and the takeover and how they're going to make it impossible to reproduce and then force you to waive your rights into this big collective and make things so ugly that you then want to enter virtual reality. And then you can't have children normally, so they create these new humanoids. And that's what's next. Animals have rights. Humans have rights. For at least 40 years, they've got human-animal chimeras because they have no rights because they're alien to the planet. They're new, and they keep it very quiet, sequestered, like the Manhattan Project, but it's probably about 200 times bigger. And now it's coming out because it's going to be, hey, I want a replicant for me, Marilyn Monroe, and it is going to be a human that is part synthetic DNA. They're going to argue it doesn't have rights. That's where all this is going. Guaranteed. And baby, you better believe there are humanoids walking around right now. They are humanoids. They have at least 20 years. They have been bringing them to term. They're out there. They're walking around. And I'm just going to leave it at that. The media is going to attack me, but they're walking around. And by the way, you're being biologically changed with the GMO by design. Is really like a vaccine. That, and we first told you this 10 years ago. It's now was released last year by MIT that they're actually putting vaccines in the food, the GMO, that's not really vaccines, that biologically changes your DNA as a mutagen. And it gives most people cancer, but they believe that they're going to have mutagenic developments in us as test tubes to then see what ends up coming out of it to give them the Lazarus gene. And again, that's the immortal cell line, another big thing they're obsessed with. I'm giving you all the key data points. If you want to research any one of these 1 points, they'll take you down massive rabbit holes that will blow your mind. So let's go ahead and play the robot plastic blow-up doll with this creep climbing all over it. Here we go.
Samantha is interactive. Basically, she likes to be touched. She has different modes of interaction.
She likes to be touched.
She has romantic. She has family.
Romantic.
And she has also sexy modes. You can touch Samantha, for example, in the hips.
Maybe.
You can touch Samantha also in the arms. You can touch Samantha
in
the
problem,
hands.
No problem,
You can kiss Samantha.
Oh, baby.
She likes to be kissed. Normally,
you
she
can
likes
kiss
to
her.
Kiss always.
And hey, also, she's not real.
She responds to basically the G-spots and also...
Oh, she likes it?
She can also respond to the hands. So basically, the hands are family, the romantic,
oh, so good.
The
oh, baby.
Family and romantic,
wee.
And basically the spot
wee.
Where basically she feels sexy would be mouth, and the G-spot.
She has the G-spot?
A way of interacting that initially she would like to be romantic, she would like to be family, and you get it to a point where she wants to be sexual.
The
final objective of the sexual mode is to get her to the orgasm.
To get her to the orgasm. All of it's a lie, but it's all part of the new false reality that we're just, oh, yes, it's trendy. Shut up. Shut up. You just don't know how cool it is. I tell you what's cool. I was walking around the woods this morning with the frost and snow on the ground here in Austin and seeing the moon come up behind the hills, and to walk around for 2 hours from the time the sun came up at 6:30 in the morning until about 9 o'clock, I guess longer than 2 hours. I came back to the house for a while, went back out, but it was just so gorgeous, so real, so transcendent, and you'll never be able to duplicate reality. And this is the great fight for our consciousness by design right now. We're going to order a few of these, though, so we can, again, just point out how pathetic it all is. And then, but I would say we should order the used one, the floor model. Okay, a lot of jokes in this. It's so ridiculous. Just briefly, ladies and gentlemen, why on earth would you fight the crowds? Why would you fight the traffic to go out and get a bunch of slop when you can go get 50% off super high quality, fortified with iodine and colloidal silver, fluoride-free toothpaste for children and adults, and our great mouthwash, 50% off right now. That special will have to end on Sunday because we're running low on the toothpaste. Also, DNA 4 sold out for months, 33% off our flagship product. So incredible. Find out about what that does for your telomeres, your mitochondria. It really is amazing. It's known to regrow nerves. So sometimes it'll bring pain back in areas where the nerves had gone dead. That's in major studies. So this isn't a joke. We've got 1,000 plus reviews, 4.8 stars, 96% review, DNA Force, 33% off. That's going to have to end. Also, Vitamineral Fusion, 50% off. That is going to have to end. And you can order all this, and it gets to you in 3-4 days. Okay? You can order up until the 19th and be guaranteed to get it anywhere in the United States. So why fight the crowds? Get your Christmas shopping done right now. Give yourself the gift of healthy stuff. Give some vitamin mineral fusion, you know, to your nephews or nieces or to your grandma, especially old folks. They have absorption problems for multivitamins and multiminerals and amino acid formulas. When it's pills, this is much more absorbable, and it's got the enzymes and things in it, so they absorb more of it. So many old folks have vitamin and mineral deficiencies. A lot of kids have it because they're not eating healthy stuff. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is amazing. 50% off the already very affordable price. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And what I know is going to end up being the best seller ever, but it's super strong. Alpha power for men and women, but it's targeted for men. Stamina, libido, brain function, cholesterol. I mean, you can actually say all this because of all the studies that are out there and authorized. The LJ100, just look into what that is. Boosts sports performance, increases physical and mental energy, helps maintain higher levels of what's supposed to be healthy testosterone that's low in most men. And this is the real deal. Boost healthy alpha pheromones, improve sleep quality because you're more robust during the day but sleep better at night, encourages prostate health, helps support healthy cholesterol levels. Alpha Power, the latest available at InfoWarsStore.com. Total win-win, because when you get Alpha Power, you help fund our operation as well. So put that sucker under the tree or in the stocking and help defeat the globalist.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
After years of research working with top developers here,